You're listening to the Holy Bible One Year Challenge with Master Storyteller Michael Wood, featuring the easy-to-read version and used by permission from Bible League International. Enjoy the show!
Hello everyone, welcome to day 171. We're continuing in the book of 1 Kings, and Solomon is still building the Lord's temple. But now it's all about the details. So Solomon hires this guy named Hiram, who's just amazing at bronze work. And he's going to make all kinds of stuff out of bronze. And then once all that is done, it's time to make things from gold. And the next step in 1 Kings chapter 8 is to move the Ark of the Covenant, or the Box of the Agreement, into the temple. And then a great cloud appears. And then Solomon delivers the grand opening sermon. And we are also continuing in the book of Acts. And we see the tension building between Paul and Barnabas, who are out just preaching the word. And in an amazing moment, almost the whole city shows up for their Sabbath service. And this is great news for people who are not Jews, as they have a chance at salvation. And some of the Jews follow along, but others do not. And it gets so bad, they actually want to throw rocks at Paul and Barnabas until they die from their wounds. But could the threat of stoning be enough to stop them? If you enjoy the show, visit me at patreon.com/storymaster. You'll find the link in the description box below. By contributing as little as $1 per month, you will enable me to continue this ministry. And you'll get cool rewards too. Together, we're going to get through the Bible in 1 year. Let's get started. 1 Kings chapter 7, verses 23 to 51. Solomon is building the Lord's temple. Then Hiram melted bronze to make a large round basin called the sea. It was 4.5 meters across from rim to rim. It was 2 meters deep and 13.5 meters around. Below the rim of the basin were images of gourds in two rows all the way around. They were molded in place as part of the basin, 10 gourds every 44 centimeters. The large basin rested on top of 12 large statues of bulls. Three bulls looked towards the north, three towards the west, three towards the south, and three towards the east. The large basin was on top of these bulls, which all faced out from the center. The sides of the basin were 75 millimeters thick. The rim was like the rim of a cup or the flower of a lily. The basin held 44,000 liters of water. Then Hiram made 10 bronze carts. Each cart was almost 2 meters long, almost 2 meters wide, and almost 1.5 meters high. The carts were made with square panels set in frames. On the panels and frames were bronze bulls, lions, and winged creatures. There were designs of flowers hammered into the bronze above and below the bulls and lions. Each cart had four bronze wheels with bronze axles. At the corners, there were bronze supports for a large bowl. The supports had designs of flowers hammered into the bronze. There was a frame around the top with an opening for the bowl. The frame was 44 centimeters tall, and the opening was 66 centimeters in diameter. There were designs carved into the bronze on the frame. The frame was square, not round. There were four wheels under the frame. The wheels were 66 centimeters in diameter. The axles between the wheels were made as one piece with the cart. The wheels were like the wheels on a chariot. Everything on the wheels, the axles, the rims, the spokes, and the hubs were made from bronze. There were supports at each of the four corners of the carts. They were made as one piece with the cart. There was a strip of bronze around the top of each cart. It was made as one piece with the cart. The sides of the cart and the frames were covered with carved designs of winged creatures, lions, and palm trees, that were surrounded with flower designs. Hiram made 10 carts, and they were all the same. Each cart was made from bronze. The bronze was melted and poured into a mold, so all the carts were the same size and shape. Hiram also made 10 bowls. There was one bowl for each of the 10 carts. Each bowl was almost 2 meters across and can hold about 800 liters. He put 5 carts on the south side of the temple and 5 carts on the north side. He put the large basin at the southeast corner of the temple. He also made the pots, shovels, and bowls. So Hiram finished everything King Solomon wanted him to make for the temple of the Lord. 2 pillars, 2 bowl-shaped capitals for the top of the pillars, 2 nets made of bronze chains to decorate the capitals, 400 pomegranates to make 2 rows around each net covering the capitals, 10 carts with a bowl on each cart, the large basin with 12 bowls under it, the pots, shovels, and bowls. These were all the things King Solomon wanted Hiram to make for the Lord's temple. He made them all from polished bronze. Solomon never weighed the bronze that was used to make these things. There was too much to weigh, so the total weight was never known. The king ordered these things to be made near the Jordan River between Succoth and Zarethan. They made them by melting the bronze and pouring it into molds in the ground. Solomon also commanded that all these things be made from gold for the temple. The golden altar, the golden table that held the holy bread offered to God, the lampstands of pure gold, 5 on the south side and 5 on the north side in front of the most holy place, the gold flowers, lamps, and tongs, the pure gold bowls, lamp snuffers, small bowls, dishes for incense, and pans for carrying coals, the gold hinges for the doors to the inner room, the most holy place, and for the doors to the main room of the temple. When all the work was completed on the Lord's temple, Solomon brought in everything his father David had set aside for the temple. Solomon put the silver, the gold, and the utensils into the storerooms in the Lord's temple. Then Solomon commanded all the leaders of Israel, the leaders of the tribes and the leaders of the families of Israel, to meet together in Jerusalem. He did this so that they could bring the box of the Lord's agreement up to the temple from the city of David, that is, Zion. So during the special festival in the month of Ethanim, the 7th month of the year, all the men of Israel came to the meeting with King Solomon. When all the leaders of Israel arrived, the priests and Levites carried the holy box of the Lord up to the temple. They also carried the meeting tent and all the holy things that were in it up to the temple. King Solomon and all the Israelites met together before the box of the agreement and sacrificed so many sheep and cattle that no one was able to count them all. The priests carried the box of the Lord's agreement to its proper place inside, the most holy place in the temple, under the wings of the winged creatures. The wings of the winged creatures covered the holy box and the poles that were used to carry it. The poles were so long that their ends could not be seen from anywhere outside the most holy place, except right in front of the entrance. The poles are still there today. The only things inside the holy box were the 2 tablets that Moses put there at Mount Horeb. This is where the Lord made his agreement with the Israelites after they came out of Egypt. When the priests came out of the holy place, the cloud filled the Lord's temple. The priests could not continue their work because the temple was filled with the glory of the Lord. Then Solomon said,
"Lord, you caused the sun to shine in the sky, but you have said that you would live in a dark cloud. Now I have built a beautiful temple for you to live in forever."
Then King Solomon turned towards a gathering of all the Israelites as they stood before him and asked God to bless them. He said,
"Praise the Lord, the God of Israel. He has done what he promised my father David. He told my father, I brought my people Israel out of Egypt long ago. From that time until now, I had not chosen a city from among the tribes of Israel as a place to build a temple where people could honor me. And I had not chosen a man to be the leader over my people Israel. But now I have chosen Jerusalem to be the city where I will be honored. And I have chosen David to rule over my people Israel." My father David wanted to build a temple to honor the Lord, the God of Israel. The Lord said to my father, "It is good that you want to build a temple to honor me, but you are not the one to build it. Your son will build the temple to honor me." So now the Lord has done what he said he would do. I have taken my father's place as the king of Israel, as the Lord promised, and I have built this temple to honor the Lord, the God of Israel. And inside the temple, I have made a place for the holy box, which holds the agreement that the Lord made with our ancestors when he brought them out of Egypt.
Acts chapter 13, verses 42 to 52. As Paul and Barnabas were leaving the synagogue, people asked them to come again on the next Sabbath day and tell them more about these things. After the meeting, many of the people followed Paul and Barnabas, including many Jews and people who had changed their religion to be like Jews and worship the true God. Paul and Barnabas encouraged them to continue trusting in God's grace. On the next Sabbath day, almost all the people in the city came together to hear the word of the Lord. When the Jews there saw all these people, they became very jealous. Shouting insults, they argued against everything Paul said. But Paul and Barnabas spoke very boldly. They said, "We had to tell God's message to you Jews first, but if you refuse to listen, you have made it clear that you are not worthy of having eternal life. So we will now go to those who are not Jews. This is what the Lord told us to do.
I have made you a light for the other nations, to show people all over the world the way to be saved."
When the non-Jewish people heard Paul say this, they were happy. They gave honor to the message of the Lord, and many of them believed it. These were the ones chosen to have eternal life. And so the message of the Lord was being told throughout the whole country. But the Jews there caused some of the important religious women and the leaders of the city to be angry and turn against Paul and Barnabas and throw them out of town. So Paul and Barnabas shook the dust off their feet and they went to the city of Iconium. But the Lord's followers in Antioch were happy and filled with the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 14, verses 1 through 7. Paul and Barnabas in Iconium. Paul and Barnabas went to the city of Iconium. As they did in Antioch, they entered the Jewish synagogue. They spoke to the people there. They spoke so well that many Jews and Greeks believed what they said. But some of the Jews did not believe. They said things that caused the non-Jewish people to be angry and turn against the believers. So Paul and Barnabas stayed in Iconium a long time, and they spoke bravely for the Lord. They told the people about God's grace. The Lord proved what they said was true by causing miraculous signs and wonders to be done through them. But some of the people in the city agreed with the Jews who did not believe Paul and Barnabas. Others followed the apostles, so the city was divided. The non-Jewish people there and some Jews, together with their leaders, were getting ready to hurt Paul and Barnabas. They wanted to stone them to death. When Paul and Barnabas learned about this, they left the city. They went to Lystra and Derbe, cities in Lycaonia, and to the surrounding areas. They told the good news to the people there too. Psalm chapter 76. For the music director with instruments, a psalm of Asaph, a song. People in Judah know God. People in Israel respect his name. His house is in Salem. His home is on Mount Zion. There he shattered the arrows, shields, swords, and other weapons of war. Selah. God, you are glorious. Coming back from the hills where you defeated your enemies. They thought they were strong, but now they lie dead in the fields. Their bodies are stripped of all they owned. They could not defend themselves. The God of Jacob shouted at them, and their army of chariots and horses fell dead. God, you are awesome. No one can stand against you when you are angry. You stood as judge and announced your decision. You saved all the humble people of the earth. From heaven you gave the decision, and the whole earth was silent and afraid. Selah. Even human anger can bring you honor when you use it to punish your enemies. People, you made promises to the Lord your God. Now, give him what you promise. People everywhere fear and respect God, and they will bring gifts to him. God defeats great leaders, all the kings on earth. Fear him. Thank you, everyone. That was day 171. Join us for day 172. We're continuing in 1 Kings. We've heard David pray. Now we'll hear Solomon pray. And his prayer is no less than 40 verses. And what do you know? After such a big prayer, God appears to Solomon. And in the book of Acts, we'll hear about Paul over in Lystra and Derbe, and he meets a man who has something wrong with his feet. And Paul now has an opportunity to use some of that power of the Holy Spirit. And we'll hear about more of their journeys in Antioch, which is in Syria. We hope you enjoyed today's verses. Be sure to leave us a positive review and to share this podcast with your friends and family. Please join us for the next episode as we experience the Bible in 1 year.
Did you know we offer online courses in creative writing, literature, and web design? Visit us at storymaster.online to learn more.